This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden said that he acted in order to protect U.S. interests and to deter future similar bad deeds from Moscow.
Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond. We'll always stand in defense of our country, our institutions, our people, and our allies.
The sweeping measures are meant to punish Russia for actions that U.S. officials say cut to the core of American democracy and to deter future acts by imposing economic costs on Moscow. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Thursday to sell Afghan leaders and a wary public on President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all American troops from the country and end America's longest war. At a news conference, Blinken said he has one clear message for the Afghan people as U.S. forces prepare to leave.
That our partnership with Afghanistan is enduring. We will remain side by side. Going forward,
Blinken told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the presidential palace in Kabul that he wanted to demonstrate with the visit the ongoing commitment of the United States to the Islamic Republic and the people of Afghanistan. This is